It was 30 below in Fairbanks, Alaska over the weekend, but the weather had no impact on the warmth of a special homecoming there. After 16 months away, members of the 172nd Stryker Brigade returned to the Army's Fort Wainwright. The soldiers just finished an extended tour of duty in Iraq. Libby Casey of member station KUAC was there and to watch the family reunions.
9-year-old Elizabeth Vincent has grown more than 4 inches since she last saw her father. She's lost her baby teeth and fits into her mom's shoes. Now, these last few hours of waiting for him to come home are taking forever.
Mommy, what time are they going to come in?
Soon.
How soon?
Not soon enough.
The soldiers are coming off 4 tough months in Baghdad, on top of a year in northern Iraq. Marsha Vincent's daughters wear dog tags around their necks as a good luck charm for their father while he's gone. 4-year-old Tara insisted on having her own dog tag when her dad didn't come home this summer as promised.
When they got extended, she demanded she have one. She was like, we need more luck, I guess. Then it was like, this isn't coming off my neck.
The Vincent family isn't the only one with a lucky charm. Kalisha Woods wears half a heart around her neck. Her husband, a combat medic, carries the other half. Kalisha's waiting for him, wearing high-heeled boots more suited to her Texas roots than the cold of Alaska. But she's pulling out all the stops to look good for her husband.
We've been married for a long time, but I still got butterflies in my stomach like it's going to be my first time, you know, seeing him or being with him.
Kalisha and the couple's 14-year-old son, Devante, haven't really celebrated any holidays since Dad's been gone. Devante hopes to cram them all into the next few weeks. He says it hasn't been easy being the man of the house.
The chores, not to have somebody to back you up on your side, being on your side. If you get in trouble, not having someone to vouch for you or something.
After hours of anticipation, buses carrying the soldiers pull into the hangar.
Oh my God! They're coming! They're coming! Oh my God!
Kalisha Woods runs through the crowds to her husband and embraces him. When the two finally pull apart, Staff Sergeant Woods sizes up his son.
I won't be picking you up with 2 hands no more. He's a grown up. He's got taller. He's filling out. Handsome boy.
Woods has a hard time finding words strong enough for how he's feeling.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. This is great. This is awesome. I'm just happy to be home.
Across the hangar, Sergeant David Vincent can't take his eyes off his girls, and it clearly means a lot to him to see his daughters wearing his old dog tags around their necks.
Really can't put it into words, but it's their way of knowing I'm always there.
They hold it when they miss him, and, you know, it's just their comfort. It's their piece of daddy.
Now, 4-year-old Tara has the real thing.
I'm happy.
She hasn't been out of his arms since she found him.
Without letting go of his girls, Sergeant Vincent finds his bags, and the family heads home together. For NPR News, I'm Libby Casey in Fairbanks, Alaska.